Proclamation number 6648 of 18th of September, 1956. Dishing out the truth. Leading. Spreading light. Take care of the ignorant and introduce them to the truth. Again and again I give you this instruction, but I also know how difficult it is to pass on to your fellow human beings what you receive directly from me, because I also know that people's thinking is sterile, that they mostly close their minds to the spiritual and that they also don't want to believe that they can be taught by spiritual beings who work on my behalf. And thus they also don't believe in a direct impartation of truth. But they unhesitatingly accept what is conveyed to them by human beings. If the leaders on earth were to be won over, people's thinking and knowledge would truly be better off because they would be believed. But precisely the leaders are inaccessible to the spiritual transmission of truth, and yet they could spread infinite blessings through truthful enlightenment. Only people who make contact with me myself will think correctly, and I can also enlighten their spirit as soon as they are willing to impart spiritual knowledge to their fellow human beings. But no one will attain the truth on his own, through pure intellectual thinking, for I reserve this for myself, and in order to receive it the bond with me is to be sought and established first. But it is urgently necessary that the truth should be spread, because the knowledge of truth alone can bring about a change, because truthful thinking will also result in a way of life in accordance with my will. But conversely, the human being will not fulfill his purpose of earthly life if he is not properly enlightened. Unless his life is an activity of love which then also gives him enlightenment from within through the spirit and guides him into right thinking. Love is decisive as to how far a person stands in truth. And no matter how highly developed a person's intellect is, if he does not possess a love-filled heart which constantly impels him into loving activity, then his intellectual thinking does not correspond to the truth either, and then he will neither achieve spiritual progress himself nor be able to lead his fellow human beings onto the right path, because the right path to me is only ever the path of truth. Without love there is no recognition of truth. People must first know that love is the fire from which the light of truth shines. And if a person's love fills his heart, then he will also be accessible to the ideas of a light bearer, and then it will be easy for both of them to distribute light and to accept light. And then beneficial work can also be done for fellow human beings who need guides as long as they don't make themselves receptive for the truth from me, which I constantly try to convey to people who are of good will. People's attention should only be drawn to the fact that it is not the highly developed intellect but only a heart capable of love and willing to love which guarantees that pure truth will be offered to them, and thus they should and can also test the value of every spiritual gift, and they will always be able to believe a person whose way of life reveals love, for his thinking will also move in truth. Amen.